Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Hello, hello, Gretchy.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. Well, this week has really, you remember we said where the summer was winding down a like few weeks ago, but yeah, now it's definitely
wound. Yeah.
We did have a last summer trip to the Bass Lake that we go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think I wish I was there with you.
You were in Colorado.
I was in Colorado, but yeah, you guys have a real good time. That's a really good trip for you.
It is a really good trip. There was a little hiccup this time because in the first day that we were there at this magnificent cabin, that's my friends, that we really appreciate using, there was a little mouse in the kitchen.
Oh, we have bad luck when it comes to mice.
You do?
We both do.
Yeah, they're in my garage.
Yeah, I know. She sends me pictures of them when she finds them dead.
Well, actually, so I actually send pictures of rats to Gretchen because I live next to a field, and for whatever reason, my dogs tend to catch these massive rats, and they're freaking huge.
Yeah, I know. It's so gnarly.
It's really gnarly. In my garage, I've only found mice, little ones.
That's good.
Not in my house, but in our vacation house, there was one in the kitchen. And then I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. And it was out like during breakfast.
Oh, yeah, because it's not used to people being there all the time. So he's like, hey.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. So then I went and opened the cabinet downstairs to put a DVD in for the kids to watch a movie.
Found another one?
I didn't only find it.
What did
it.
You guys do? It I mean, did you call hopped, an exterminator or something?
Oh, yeah. This one hopped across my feet. I almost fucking died. I was like, oh my God. And they're so fast. They're like, you can't catch them, right? So yes, we had an exterminator come out while we were there. We were watching TV. And my daughter is like the animal lover of all animal lovers, right. Which I am too. But, you know.
Yeah.
I
But when then there's rats.
Yeah, we got to take care of that situation. Yeah. So a guy sets up traps and it's just the five of us sitting watching TV real nice and quiet. And you hear the like snap.
Oh, yeah.
And Kyla gets up and she goes to look. She's like, Mom, I think that was a rat trap. I was like, oh, probably not. Mm-hmm. She's like, goes and looks and it's not dead. It's like,
yeah,
in the midst.
Yeah.
She starts hysterically crying. Sean gets up and he grabs the bag and puts the thing in there. And he's like, I'm going to go take it out. I think it was just the tail. Yeah, it's just the tail. We're just going to let it go.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah. So anyways, we caught three while we were there.
Oh, my gosh. We caught one in the house I lived before. Do you remember this?
I don't know.
I had one. It was a real rough week
for me. Oh, no, I remember.
I was like, because I knew there was one in my house and we couldn't get it and we, you know, set the traps and I couldn't sleep at night because I would hear it and I was like freaking out, right? So anyways, we went camping. So we'd been gone. So I think he got real familiar with our house and was like, oh, hey, came out in the morning, just wandered across my kitchen floor. Like, what are you doing here, lady? Anyways. We had kind of a wine refrigerator in the cabinet thing, and he crawled in this area, like kind of behind a refrigerator. So I just threw a bunch of towels like in front of it to like block him in there.
Yeah.
And then we had this trap that was like an electrocution chamber, like a tunnel. Okay.
And does it electrocute them?
So there was only one way out. So I put that.
Yeah.
Trap so that if he tried to get out, he would go in there. Well, I'm waiting around all day. My husband will not come home from work. He works an hour away. He did not feel it was the need to come home. And I think I hear the trap buzzing, but I can't look. So I went to the next door neighbor.
Did you get him to come look?
I was like, dude, I need your help. I need you to look.
And was it there?
Oh, I totally called his man card because he was not like, oh, I want to really help out this lady. But he did. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I see him. He's there. But he wasn't in the trap yet. So we kind of cornered him and then the thing ran in the trap. But.
So you murdered him?
Yes, I murdered. Yeah. Listen. I called the vector control hotline. Like, do you know how many? It's a problem. Like, two rats can, like, repopulate 700 in, like, a year or something. Oh, it's, like, God. Something crazy. If you call vector control, you can hear it for yourself. Like, it's a problem. They spread disease. Anywho, my husband was so mad at me because after the neighbor helped me kill this rat, I gave him a towel because I'm like, I don't need to see this towel ever again.
You
just wrap it up in this towel. Put it out. Luckily, it was trash day. I was like, let's just throw the whole thing away. Well, that little electrocution chamber was like $50. And apparently it's like reusable.
Oh,
but I was like,
God.
I was like, you just throw that whole thing away.
Well, I'm sure Jeremiah's thinking if we had one, we have more.
Well, we just moved because I don't stay.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. But everybody's got them.
So then we were thinking maybe the vacation house is not necessarily the way to go because you actually need people in there. Could you imagine if we weren't there and it went for, I don't know, a few weeks without anybody there?
They can do so much damage.
Yeah. You should see, I already saw damage in their house that they did. They like clawed things and anything that has like cushiony stuff. And
yeah, and they chewed wires. I mean, they're really...
Yeah,
yeah, it's a situation.
It is a situation. So it was definitely a situation for us, but we're still grateful we got to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a situation. And then before I get into it.
No, get into it.
I mean, did we not have any more fun Colorado stories? Oh, I wanted to tell you another thing that happened really quick. Okay. But now I feel like I'm talking the whole time, but you could probably contribute.
Okay.
So we went to the beach also, not in Bass Lake. But, you know, in Ventura, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And we find, like, a nice little spot. My mom actually went first because I wouldn't normally pick the pier for, like, a beach to hang out at.
Right.
But it does have a playground, which is, like, real ideal if you have little kids.
Yeah.
So, and it's walking distance from my mom. So, mom, I get it, like, why you picked it.
Yeah.
My mom listens. She's an avid listener.
Yeah, she is.
So, thanks, mom. But anyways, my mom took the kids to the beach, so we ended up meeting them there. And we got a really good spot. Everything's great. The kids are having fun. Then I'm like, why are my kids all the way over underneath the pier doing, like, their burying and sandcastle building?
Mm-hmm.
And I go over. They're like, Mom, come look. We buried Colton. I'm like, okay. They bury him not even, like, 5 feet from the homeless guy sleeping under the pier.
Yeah.
I was like, could you not like pay attention to what's going on around you? That's probably not ideal place.
Oh, you know what my mom did one time? She took my sister's kids to go swimming in the fountains at the mission.
No, she didn't.
Okay, yes. So if you're from Ventura or not from Ventura, the mission is like a downtown area and there is a big homeless community.
That probably always
there,
showers
yes.
in the fountain.
And so my sister told me this. And sorry, Mom, but you did do this. And that my mom thought it would be real fun. And there's like a kind of a inventor. It's, I don't know. There's this photographer, Jim Martin, who has this great picture of a homeless woman taking a bath in the fountain. There's also a park downtown that we just call Needle Park.
Yeah.
So it's like not the best place to like let your kids run around. Maybe. So I think that the burying in the sand under the pier is actually better than that.
Yes, for sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a teaching moment for my children to be aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I did have some carpet cleaning done. And on Gretchen's request... I don't know if you guys listened to the episode, but she told me I need to take a picture of the person. And so instead, I just said, I need your ID and I'm going to take a picture of it before you even step foot in my house. And that's what I do with everybody.
Yeah,
and
smart.
Everybody
good.
Was cool about it. So yeah, thanks for that request. So, you know, just teaching people and your children and your house, your spouse and yourself to be aware of your surroundings. Not that a homeless person is going to do anything to
no,
you.
No, not that they're not. But you know what? It's like things were so different when we were growing up. Like I took the city bus and I did a lot of stuff. Like I had a lot more free reign and our kids don't have any. Like times have just changed, you know? Like we don't make them scope out situations and understand like what kind of people are like in the room. And if you get lost,
right.
Who should you ask? Look for the mom.
Right.
You know?
So you got to teach them.
We have to get better about kind of teaching them because we're not going to just send them out to play until the streetlights come on, you
know,
like we used to.
That's what I did.
Like, so I think awareness is like pretty key.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% down with being aware.
Yeah. Cool.
It doesn't tie into my story.
It doesn't.
Although... Maybe, I don't know, maybe the city needed to be more aware.
Okay.
But we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, so anyways, you guys, I'm talking today. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
I always like when Gretchen talks better. Is that weird?
No.
It's not weird?
I feel the same
so
way.
Good.
Opposite.
You do? That's so funny. I like your talking, Gretchy. So I'm going to talk to you today about Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glenowitz.
Okay.
That last name really had me because spelt real funk. Okay. I think just having that last name and having to spell it would make you crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, and for this reason, he didn't really go by that name. So anyways, he was born in 1963 and he was from Fox Lake, Illinois. Fox Lake is a small town, like real small, 10,600 people to be exact.
That's real small.
And since you, Gretchy, like to tell us about real estate and cities, guess what I did?
Oh, awesome.
I took myself to, you know, the Zillow.
Yeah.
And I found out that you can get a pretty nice place for around $160,000 there.
Right.
And if you want the primo real estate, super fancy with a dock on the lake, like real good.
Yeah.
It's about $300,000. Kind of sounds dreamy. I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, God, you can't even get a condo around here for that.
Nope.
So Charles Joseph, he was Army veteran and he went by the name of, let's just say, G.I. Joe.
Oh, I like that.
I know. Me too, actually. So to stay consistent in my story, I'm just going to call him Joe or G.I. Joe. I'm not going to call him by his first name, Charles, which he did not go by.
Okay.
Okay. You know why we like the G.I. Joe?
Why?
Because we grew up in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, like totally.
G.I. Joe, right? Oh, my brother played with G.I. Joe.
She-Ra. Jem.
Oh, all that.
All that.
It's always think about Jem.
Oh, yeah.
Was my favorite. So Joe was in the Army Reserves from 1981, I think he was about 18, until 2007, where he got a lot of merits, like a lot.
Okay.
He got like Army commendation.
Commendations.
Commendation?
I've had like four champagnes, so get it together, Tab.
Oh yeah, we didn't cheers yet. We didn't talk about what we're drinking.
Champagne.
Champagne, y'all. That's the second week in a row we've been drinking champagne.
Well, it's good. It's summer.
Yeah, okay. We're trying to keep the summer alive.
Yeah.
Anyways, he got a lot of... Okay, I'm not even going to read them all because that might actually seem plagiarizing. But okay. I'm just going to say he's got a lot of badges, okay?
Okay.
According to Joe's obituary online, he also had his bachelor's and master's degree from Kaplan University, which I find pretty incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was a hardworking guy. In 1985, Joe joined the police force where he really came up the ranks in his 30-year career. He held a bunch of positions, but this last one was lieutenant, which is why I called him Lieutenant Charles.
Okay.
He also oversaw the Explorer program for many, many years. And are you familiar with Explorers? Do you know what that is?
It reminds me of the movie Up. They're explorers in that movie.
Yeah, they are, actually.
But
well, he's like a Boy Scout.
Explorer. I don't know, whatever.
Okay, yeah. So.
But no.
If
so
you're
no.
not
the answer
familiar.
Is no.
She listens, or she watches. Actually, probably listen more than watch kid movies.
Yeah.
So anyways, explorers are teens that are interested in joining the police force. They can sign up for Explorers. And they sometimes, I think in our high school, you could sign up through school and you can get credit.
Oh, yeah. I sort of recall.
You remember that kind of thing?
Yeah.
So anyways, they go to the police station and they learn about the job and the job experience before they actually have to like sign up for it. So it starts at around 14 years old and they can go all the way up to 20 years old. And I think even firefighters might even be a little bit older because they have that for firefighting also.
Okay.
And I know that because my boyfriend at one time was an explorer before he became a firefighter.
Oh.
And my cousin Shane also was an explorer in high school for the fire department, which my boyfriend was like the boss of.
Okay.
So I'm kind of familiar with the Explorer
program.
For
the record, we're pretty glad that you got rid of that boyfriend.
He listens.
Oh, what up, dude? It all worked out. I'm sure it all worked out for him and he has great
I'm
life.
Sure yeah, everybody's I'm sure happy. Okay. You know, we all move
clink,
on.
Clink, clink.
I'm turning red. No, I don't know if he listens. I'm just assuming he does.
Probably.
Actually, he might not. Because
it's not a slight on him. It's a cheers to Sean and your beautiful family and children.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, you know, we're all doing great around here and over there, I'm sure.
Faithfully. We're all doing great faithfully. That's all I'm going to say.
Why would you say that?
Didn't he cheat on you?
Oh, yeah. So I was like, what are you saying? Who's not being faithful? I don't think he was faithful the whole time. He says otherwise, but that's getting really deep.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on with Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Who maybe wasn't so faithful, okay?
Okay.
Maybe this, like, men in uniform thing just gives people, like, not a faithful...
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I'm not the only one that thinks that, I guess.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores. When they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
This Explorer program really gets like these kids like mentors and whatever. And Joe was that guy. He was, over the years, he mentored hundreds of kids. They revered him as a hero. And people in this small town love and respected him.
Okay.
You know, and they really saw his dedication to youth, his upbeat personality, and his ability to get the job done is really awesome. Okay?
Okay.
So besides work, Joe had a wife named Melody, and he had 4 sons. Now, I saw the picture of their family, and I was like, holy heck, I have 2 boys. I can't even imagine having 4 boys. Seems crazy bananas to me, but I think since they had like a drill sergeant father, they probably were all in line.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like you were telling me about somebody that has children real in line recently. It's not like me.
No, it's, and you know, no shade on them. They're real good and they're a military family, but I'm just not. Like, at all.
Yeah.
So every time my kids whine and are like, oh, I want to, and I say, okay.
Have a lollipop?
Yeah. Then I feel like, oh, gosh.
That's all right. Okay. So on September 1st, 2015, Joe was at work, and he actually only had 1 more month of work until he was set to retire.
Yeah.
Okay? That's like not that long. So Joe calls into the radio that he was on a pursuit of 3 unknown men near an old vacant cement factory.
Okay.
I said cement, and then I thought to myself, cement.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying semen.
Cement.
Cement.
Factory.
Okay.
Okay, so the operator asks if he needed backup, and he says yes. And when backup arrived, G.I. Joe had been shot twice and was lying dead in the woods.
Oh, sad.
So this 52-year-old police officer was shot once in his bulletproof vest and once right kind of above the vest in a downward position. That was his fatal shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, from this point, you can only imagine a police officer's down. There's 3 people on the run, and everybody is, like, on high alert. I mean, there's only 10,000 people in this town, you know?
Yeah.
So they have a massive manhunt. They had 400 law officers looking for these 3 cop killers, and the city was on lockdown. Law enforcement personnel was everywhere. And it actually turns out they narrowed in on these 3 homeless guys. I guess that does tie into my story about these homeless people. But
I guess, but they had guns? I don't think of homeless people as having guns.
I don't think so either. So it was 2 black guys and a Mexican guy, or a Hispanic. I don't know if it was Mexican. But it turns out at the end of the day, these guys had alibis. They were eating breakfast at the time and had a receipt. And the guys were like, yeah, no, not them. But they really harassed the heck out of him.
Mm.
Oh. Anyways, let's move on from that. And thousands. So we're going to Joe's funeral.
Okay.
Thousands of people showed up.
Oh.
The governor, Bruce Rauner of Illinois, ordered the flags to be at half staff. Oh. And many of people in the community blamed his death on Black Lives Matter movement. And then the cop, you know, like how people were going against cops. And then when they probably said they have these 3 guys. And so then it really looks pretty bad.
That seems whack. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Lights, ribbons on trees, and hero signs were hung around this small town. And I can just say everyone was super sad.
Okay.
Until.
Until. Okay.
Until. A few weeks went by, and some shocking news came out.
What was it?
G.I. Joe himself was actually not shot by three random guys in the woods. Joe had actually shot himself.
What? Yeah.
The Romo area that he had this pursuit and shot himself, he actually had the explorers there before concocting a fake pursuit. So, you know, they do these, like, in the explorers, they set up these situations where they make believe something's happening. And it happened to be in that same location, ironically.
Okay.
So Joe was hiding something, and that something was about to be revealed to the community by a woman that was auditing the Explorer program named Anne Marin. Anne was a Fox Lake Village administrator and had been auditing the program, and she was about to find out that for years, Joe had been embezzling thousands of dollars.
It's always about the money.
I know. So Joe actually decided at first that he was going to frame the auditor by planting drugs on her. And then, like, he had some, like, different plans, right? Like, I think okay. He thought about that. And then he actually contacted somebody to get a gang member to kill her.
Rolling my eyes.
When that didn't work out, she had requested some information that he kind of was giving her the runaround about. And she said, you know what? I need it today by whatever time. And Joe couldn't do it.
Okay.
And so instead of fessing up and taking the hit, he decided to kill himself and stage it like a murder.
I don't get that.
Well, I think that maybe he thought, and this is pure speculation because nobody really knows, but what I'm thinking is he probably thought, maybe if I commit suicide, or no, maybe if I get murdered. Oh, this is what I think, actually. I think he thought, if I get murdered, maybe that all will not come out.
But if he committed suicide, it would all come out?
No, I think if he committed suicide, his wife might not get his pension.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I think she actually can probably still get his pension.
Well, maybe he had life insurance, because that is like a, if you commit suicide, they can't collect your life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that, but I bet you.
Yeah.
With four kids, he should have life insurance being a police officer.
Oh, I'm sure.
A big check.
Yeah.
So to find all this out did take some digging, and investigators in Fox Lake didn't want to believe that this could be true at first, right?
Right.
But the coroner at first came out and said that it was suicide, or because they found out he was killed by his own gun.
Oh.
So then they were like, well, I guess the perpetrators could grab his gun and shoot him.
Yeah.
So they ended up taking DNA from Joe's gun, which they found a ton of DNA from, not just his own. And it turns out that he was letting all the explorers use his gun.
Oh.
Which is kind of against the rules.
Yeah.
Probably not okay. And so then they went and got DNA testing from the explorers. And I think at the end of the day, after all of this came out, I think there was a guy that came forward and said, you know what? You guys have to really figure this out, because it was suicide. He's stealing money. He's having his lavish lifestyle with his wife and whatever.
Yeah.
So in the recent days before his suicide, he had deleted thousands of text messages that proved he and his wife had taken the money. Now, I found a few of these text messages on The Guardian.
Okay.
I'm going to read them to you.
Okay.
Okay. This is what came out in the court records. And so they're only allowing his name to be read. And then they say, like, individual two and individual one. I'm going to speculate here that individual two is his son and individual one is his wife.
So okay.
I think it said that his wife and son knew about this money. So he sends individual two. He says, I'm sticking my neck out here with loaning you over $2,377 to fix your truck, only to help accommodate your summer leave trip to, okay. So basically he's saying, I'm loaning you this money.
What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Out of this Explorer program to fix your truck. Another one, the day before his death, he says, and he's speaking about Ann Marin, the auditor. He says, she has now demanded a complete inventory of Explorer Central and Financial Report, FML. which means fuck my life.
Right.
There's a lot more text messages that haven't been released, and there is a gag order on them, so...
Okay, well, this is just like what I just posted on our private Facebook group, which you should all join if you haven't, which said that dance like no one is watching, but text and email like it will be read out loud in a court of law.
I know.
And also, it doesn't even matter if you delete it, like just like we could see with the Michelle Carter case, because those texts were deleted too. They can bring them back. Do not put anything in writing that is incriminating.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to get to that right now.
Okay.
So, because there's a little thing that you may not know of. There's a thing called marital privilege. Do you know this?
Oh, a little, sort of.
Okay. But let me get to this. So in January 2016, which is just, you know, less than 6 months after he committed suicide, his wife, Melody Glenowitz, was indicted for disbursing charitable funds without authority for personal benefit and money laundering. And she basically has been set to go on trial on and off for the past 3 years, but there's this like little hiccup.
Okay.
And it's called marital privilege, which means communication between spouses are privileged. And depending on what state you live in, so I contacted my friend Heather, who's an attorney, to kind of ask her about this. And I think she said in civil court, they are always like, it's always allowed marital privilege, but in criminal court, it depends on the state. But I think in Illinois, where they're from, it is a thing, right? They say, like, basically, your communication going to your husband or wife is sealed unless you say that it's not.
Okay.
Okay? Unless there is a divorce. And then your privilege is broken.
Oh.
So if it's like a divorce proceeding, then those communications can come out.
Okay.
So here's where it gets a little tricky. Melody actually gave her phone to her attorneys at will, which kind of broke her marital privilege.
Yeah.
But her phone had been wiped clean before she gave it up. So they can't find any of those text messages. They can only find it on Joe's phone. Even though it had been deleted, it hadn't been fully wiped, you know, it was just, you know, the first step in the whole clearing situation.
Yeah.
So now Joe's phone has those text messages. They have been recovered. But, you know, he's not the one that said, he's not the one that turned over his phone.
Yeah.
So this is where it's like,
yeah, it's complicated.
It's complicated. And I think that the courts are saying, are going to say they can't do it. They can't show it. And without that, I don't think Melody has enough. I don't think it seals the case for the prosecutor. So I want to say that she probably will get off, and unless she doesn't really get a fair trial.
I'm still confused how he shot himself.
Twice, too. We talked about this that's a good point in the episode.
Yeah. How?
He shot himself in the bulletproof vest first. It didn't do anything, right? And then the second one, and they both were at super close range. So the second one, I think he kind of went up and down, like near his heart.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's a couple other facts that I uncovered while researching this episode. And I came across one from the Chicago Tribune that basically was like a one-liner or a two-liner that Joe had an affair with a woman and he had this woman marry his son that was in the military so that they could get like money, extra money, $1,700 extra a month, and then he would split it with the lady his dad was having an affair with.
Yeah.
Which seems real bananas to me.
Yeah.
Right. So then I wanted to dig a little deeper because that was like really a quick thing. I was like, what? He had an affair and he, what? This person's married.
Yeah.
And you married my son. I mean, that's like getting real south to me. So I dug a little deeper and I found in the Daily Mail, which sometimes, you know, it's kind of like the new and improved Inquirer. So can't really.
Yeah.
Well, can't trust everything they say.
You can't trust everything, but it's better than Radar Online is the absolute worst.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some, we've seen some stuff in Radar. That's why we read so much stuff and just put together what we think is like actuality. But anyways, this woman says they were only friends, her and Joe. She did marry the son for a quick year, but I don't know what to, I don't know what to think. Who knows? Another thing that was uncovered by the Daily Mail is that there were reports of sexual harassment and even he forced a woman to perform sex acts and promised to advance her in her career.
But he was just like a police officer, though. I don't get it.
But he was a lieutenant.
Oh, okay.
It also states he got pretty belligerent when he drank at the bars. And so, you know, I don't really like pulling skeletons out of the closet that aren't 100% fact. But I think this one about the sexual harassment is pretty well documented.
Yeah.
And all of this actually made the police department have a big shakeup.
That's good.
Yeah. And I think it's necessary because you know, the town is small and they're probably thinking this crazy corruption here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that, actually. That stops there from what I know about him. And his wife was set to go on trial July 1st of this year.
Oh, wow.
Which was real recent. And it got pushed again because of this communication thing.
Oh, so is she out on bail?
Yeah. I don't think she's going to go. I think they're
going to. That'll be a good. This is going to be a good update, though.
Yeah, and I had a hard time with this episode because from what I read is he did do a lot of good things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he did run that Explorer program. And from what I see, I mean, like you're taking some money out, you're putting some money in, you're taking some more money out. It's not legal and it's not okay, but it doesn't seem so.
In a small town? Yeah, it doesn't seem like.
It doesn't seem that you should commit suicide when you have four young boys or even one in the military. Like, some of his kids were still pretty young. And I just don't think you commit suicide. Like, that's not. It's not that bad. It's bad. Listen, it's bad.
It's bad, but I think the weight of him actually being in such a small town and being kind of well respected makes it seem like even more of the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You know,
yes.
Like you're going to be completely destroyed. Everyone you know would be talking about it. You have no anonymity in a small town.
Yes, that's why he did it, I'm sure, because he was well respected. And it's like a real sad thing. And I want to show you some pictures. Look at this. So this is a sign that they had put up. And then once they found out that he... Once the community found out that he was not the hero that they thought, it's a sign that says, a hero to many never dies or something like that. I can't really read it because on top of it, somebody wrote forgotten and put a big L on his head and said lied, stole, and disgraced.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of sad. This is his wife.
Okay.
And this is him. I think that... You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably did a decent job for years, but behind the scenes, he was kind of doing some shady stuff. Here's his kids.
Well, that's real sad.
I know.
I mean, you know.
But he didn't want it. So they also said in one article that he just didn't want to go to jail. Like, he would be going to jail, and being a cop in jail is probably not the best thing to be.
Absolutely not. And I don't know. I mean, I think he just I think maybe there's more skeletons in his closet that haven't even been uncovered, because it seems like you're saying, like he wouldn't have just committed suicide over just a little embezzlement or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he would.
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like he did. Seems like this lady was going to come out and be like, hey, you're going to the titty bar and you're using our money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my God. I want to tell you another story really quick that I just thought of.
Okay.
Speaking of cops, my girlfriend.
Not speaking of titty bars?
What? Cops at titty bars? I'm pretty sure there's probably a lot of them at titty bars.
Yeah.
But my friend that I just went out with the other night, she was telling me about a cop when some girl that she knew in high school had a real bad driving record, okay?
I can't imagine.
The next time she got pulled over or a speeding ticket, her license was going to be taken away. Mm-hmm. And so she said, she was 16 or 17 years old. She said to the cop he pulled her over for speeding.
Yeah.
And she said, can I give you a hand job
or something
instead of a ticket? And he said, yes. And she did it.
No.
Yeah. And this is close to where I am now, not in the exact city, but close. And the guy is still working.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that? I mean, yes, you can't believe that.
My mouth is like on the floor. That is crazy.
I know. Would you ever? Gross.
Clearly, if you saw my driving record, I never.
All right. So that was our cop episode.
Okay.
Hopefully people learn from that.
What is the moral of the story? We always say it's don't cheat on your wife.
Yeah, well, again.
Don't cheat on life.
Life. I mean, just don't take money when it's not yours.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. And don't commit suicide. It's so sad for your family. And look what his wife is having to go through. And
yeah, just move. He should have just quit his job and moved.
So he was trying. So there's some other text messages I kind of uncovered that I didn't talk about. I think they were to his captain or somebody else in the, I think somebody else in the department. I couldn't really find out enough information, so that's why I didn't tell it in the story. But somebody else, I think, in the department knew, and so that's why he was set to retire.
Oh.
And then when it push came to shove where the village administrator was like, no, I need this today, it was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. If you would please, like we said in the beginning, or no, we didn't say it in the beginning, but we do like four stars are
balls.
Balls. Yeah. Five stars are great.
Way to go.
Thanks. We'll be reading more of your comments and shouting out names. So if you want us to shout out your real name when you give us a comment, let us know it. If not,
your real name in the thing, yeah.
Yeah, if not, we'll just shout out your name that you put on there. But if you want to put your real name on the bottom, you can. Where you're from if you want. And we'll give you a little shout. And thanks for listening. Until next week, we're on Twitter. Oh, you guys. We don't know what the heck we're doing, but we're trying. We're tweeting.
Apparently, it's the thing to do.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of people do like it. Some people don't. If you're one of those likers, then can you like us or follow us or something?
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot.
We're going to give it a shot. With everything we do.
Yeah.
We should start taking shots before the show.
As long as it's not before noon.
All right. Clink, clink.
Okay, bye.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.